peace, love, and light. It's another episode of Hip Hop Graffiti. What's good? Yo, 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 what up? It's Ja Bliss, and we are here with another episode of Hip Hop Graffiti. Happy to be back, and always, always looking forward and motivated for positive strides in a good direction, you know what I mean? Few shout-outs before we get started, before we get knee-deep in some grit or some complaining or some poking fingers or poking the bear. We're now on Spotify, people. Yeah, shout-out Spotify. We're on Spotify. Where else are we? We're a few other places here. Let me pull up the list. It's a list of places. We're on Apple Music. We're on Anchor, of course. That's where we got started. The easiest place to have a podcast. I'm trying to find the other links to where I am, but they've monetized the site now, y'all. Y'all can contribute to me doing more and more episodes and gathering more and more content. Maybe going different places to do different episodes. But I wanted to touch on a few things just recently that have crossed my path in the news. I got a text this morning that the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, is gravely ill. So taking a moment to give thanks for and just wish her the best and her and her family during this time. And I hope that the Creator holds them in a special way. And while we're giving thanks to the R&B gods and goddesses, thank goodness for Patti LaBelle. I've been dreaming about a patty pie for the last few nights, so I think I might go to Walmart today and pick up a sweet potato pie that's just there waiting, because Aunt Patty, she thought of us. How cool is that? I mean, at any point in the day or night, you can wake up and go to Walmart and get yourself a patty pie. It's good for a gift. It's good when you're going to a dinner. You don't know what to bring. Hey, bring a patty pie. Just show up with a patty pie and everybody's going to smile. And if they don't eat sweet potato pie, who the fuck does it? Well, if they don't, then you got a whole fucking patty pie. It's only like $3.88. It's just beautiful. And you can show up at 3 o'clock in the morning for that patty pie. And it's usually right there waiting for you, just like grandma used to make it. And national news, I was taking a look at CNN.com. And, you know, I'm always a little wary to look at CNN, because I figure they're going to be talking about Mr. President and, you know, something about the Space Force or I don't know. Something embarrassing, basically. Or just frightening. Like, he's calling Kim Jong-un Rocket Man, and now he's over there shaking his hand, and they're sending rockets off together. I don't know. National news headline that I saw is Elon Musk, he's the CEO of Tesla. Tesla makes all the cars that operate off no gas. They make roofing that can actually each cell of the roof, each panel of the roof is a solar cell, and it looks like a regular roof. It's different types of roofs. The roofs can actually generate electricity and store electricity, converting the property to a utility. So then it's like, you know what I mean? If you got a big enough place that you're putting this roof on, you making money just off of the square area of the roof that's gathering energy. Anyway, long story short, they make cars that drive themselves down the street. I think those are so fucking cool. I'm a little worried about that because, quite frankly, I was following GPS on my iPhone, on my, you know, pretty expensive iPhone here, and it almost drove me into a wall while I was driving. So a whole self-driving car is a little frightening. Elon Musk says that he thinks that the Saudis are going to take the company private. They're going to fund a plan to take Tesla private. Well, I'm telling you something now. rich and wealthy people. You got one of them self-driving cars? Start driving that shit yourself. Cause it might be a code in that shit one day and just drive all you motherfuckers off the road at the same time. Just like synchronized accidents across the globe. I mean, that's terrorism, you know? That's like, the poor people version would be, I guess, like, golden corrals everywhere. Like, all the rolls were just fucked up. Everybody that ate a roll that day just, like, got sick. I don't know, but I have an interesting mind, I guess. Anyway, in local news here, close by, an entire police department has been placed on leave and, been arrested actually for like conspiracy. And long story short, they was driving trucks, looks like, while on duty for like a trucking company, and they got all these charges like obtaining property by false pretenses or whatever. It just seemed like they was on shifts somewhere else doing some other shit, and they got in trouble for that. So apparently they were not paying the police enough. But then I saw the other dudes. Did y'all see that the shootout? It was like a guy who was pulled over. It was two police officers. I see him getting tased on the street. Then all of a sudden he's up fighting them, reaching for their gun. It's a shootout. He gets in the car and drives away. It's crazy. I don't know. We're not paying them enough that where they got to go out and get trucking jobs and actually drive the fucking trucks while they're supposed to be working on duty? Jeez. And if they're found guilty of anything when they were actually like just at work at another place, how frivolous would that be when in Rodney King trial, those officers were found not guilty when we clearly saw that they were guilty of cruel and unusual punishment, malicious assault with intent to kill, attempted murder, conspiracy to murder, organized crime, criminals. Now, a lot of them got promotions, and some of them still probably work for the LAPD. So when I go out there, I just, stay out the way. I be on the radio, so they can't see me, but they can hear me. Nah, fuck that. We'll be live streaming somewhere out there. For real. But yeah, man, I hope everybody's doing well wherever you are, wherever you at. Look in the mirror and know you a star. If no one has told you today that they love you, look in the mirror and tell yourself. Love yourself, man. Self-care is very important, and you got to start with loving yourself before you can love and be there for anybody else. You got to be there for yourself. So definitely, know that you're loved and know that you support it, but you got to do it yourself. You can't depend on nobody else, man. Health is wealth, and your mental health is definitely something that's just as important as your physical health, if not equally as important or more important, because your mental controls your physical, and your spiritual health is also important. So y'all might need to get some sage and burn some sage and cleanse some stuff. Clear your spaces. Get that negative energy out of there, man, and realize that we got a glass that's half full. Some people are drinking Faygo grape sodas. We're drinking water that's alkaline after we drank a Faygo grape soda. But, we're going to wrap this one up. I'm blabbering at this point. I'm just really excited now with this listener support from Team Anchor coming through. From the dreadhead nigga in the lobby. At first, it was an issue with me just being on Anchor. Just me having the / dreadhead nigga in the lobby was an issue. But the Tiki Torch Whites can have a fucking march in D.C. on a Sunday. I can't even go fishing at the pond on Sunday. But, I'm a dreadhead. People would probably call me a nigga. I call niggas niggas. Some niggas. Some niggas I call niggas in a disrespectful manner. Some niggas I call niggas in a, like, positive manner. I'm like, oh, my niggas. But very divisive. Sorry about that. I hope you all have a great Monday. I hope you have a great Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I don't know when the next day I'm going to record another one. With listener support, I might record another one motherfucking today. You never know. So, peace and love. I hope y'all have a wonderful evening, a wonderful morning or afternoon, whatever it is. I hope you're hearing my voice real soon. Peace. Hip Hop Graffiti. We out.